Poor boy, I was in the Lakeland Hospital at the time he was in there. And I made it and he didn't. Yeah. I had had prostate trouble. I got a 12-inch incision right across the lower part of my stomach there. Mm-hmm. The gland was so large they couldn't get it through the urinal tract. That's where they used to get them, mm-hmm. you know. But the old doctor went in, the old Dr. John Kibler, bless his old heart, one of the swellest old doctors I ever went to. And he's a gentleman and a scholar, I'll tell you that. So, they brought me back out of the operating room there pretty quick, carried me back to my room. Pretty soon he was in there. He said, "Elmer, we got to go the other route. I can't do it that way. Mm-hmm. It's too enlarged, and I just have to go the other route." I said, "All right." He said, "We'll do that at 8 o'clock in the morning." I said, "Fine." And Jim was in the hospital there at the same time. Poor old fella, but I couldn't get to go to see him. I wasn't able. They wouldn't let me get out of the bed after they operated on me 8 days and nights, right flat on my back. And I couldn't turn. But I had one nurse, bless her heart. She was the sweetest thing that I ever had as a nurse. Mm-hmm. She was on from 3 in the afternoon till 11 that night. And before when they wouldn't let me turn over that 8 days and nights, she'd come in there just before about 10 o'clock before she's going to get off. Mm-hmm. She had some kind of ointment. I don't know what it was. And she'd say, "Now you just kind of turn that shoulder up like that." And she'd get in under my shirt there, and you'd talk about massaging my back and all of that good. And then she'd get on the other side of the bed and do the same thing to the other side. And bless her heart, I told her one day, I said, "If I could call back a few years and you wasn't married, you hadn't got pitchforks enough around your place to keep me from going to court you." She says, "Mr. Fudge, that's mighty sweet of you." But says, "I'm married. I have 4 children, a good husband, and a good home, very happily married." I says, "Well, that's wonderful, and more power to you." I says, "I'm just happy for you." Mm-hmm. Because I says, "Every home is not that way, and that's right." So, but she was just as sweet to me as a nurse couldn't have been any better to a person than she was to me. Mm-hmm. She was just wonderful. And I had a cousin in over there, and I went over there to see him one night, and she come in. He was on the same floor. And she come in, and when that old gal saw me, boy, she grabbed me. She says, "Mr. Fletch, I've thought about you a whole lot and wondered how you was getting along." I said, "Well, honey, I'm just getting along just fine, just fine." First thing I had to do, they take me out 3 inches. I got 3 inches of that bone taken down, that little bone right there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the reason I have to hobble sometimes a little bit. It's still weak. Mm-hmm. That bone never grew back. He told me that it might not. And he was a wonderful little old doctor. He was from Texas. Mm-hmm. Another rebel.
Yeah.
And that's what I called him, a rebel. And he was mighty nice to me, just as good to me as he could be. I got to go back and see him one of these days, just sit down and talk to him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
When a doctor's good to me, I like to go back and do that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And so, it's like an old dentist down here. I started going to him in 1934. And then they take him out of there, and he was in the island hopping in the South Pacific. He was in the dental corps, major in the dental corps.
Mm-hmm.
And
was he in the Army?
Yeah, in World War II. And my brother was the youngest brother.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the same outfit.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Island hopping over there. And
my dad was in Okinawa.
Yeah, and so